The merger of Green Mountain Power and Central Vermont Public Service has become controversial due to how the merged company plans to refund $21 million owed to CVPS ratepayers. The companies want to repay ratepayers through energy efficiency measures, but AARP Vermont and others have been pushing for direct cash refunds. An amendment was presented in the Vermont House that would force the direct payments to customers. The House Natural Resources and Energy and the Commerce and Economic Development Committees took testimony on Tuesday on the appropriateness of legislative intervention. Greater Burlington Industrial Corporation President Frank Coffey feels it is not good public policy for the legislature to intervene in the middle of an ongoing regulatory process.
A more prudent time for a legislative review is generally following a final order by a regulatory body and not when a matter is pending before a quasi-judicial board. The purpose of our testimony was to basically plead with legislators to allow the regulatory process to continue without basically a legislative order restructuring the merger deal.
Lake Champlain Regional Chamber of Commerce President Tom Torty says legislative intervention blurs the separation of powers.
We understand the concern that the legislature or certain members of the legislature has. Those are issues that should have been brought forth to the legislature before it went to the Public Service Board. The merger, in our mind, makes sense. This merger in the long term will save the taxpayers money, regardless of the $21 million. It will save commercial users money. So to tempt fate in terms of the merger really is not wise.
AARP Vermont State Director Greg Marshaldon says the hearing was stacked with utility representatives and their supporters.
What we did hear was the governor and his team and GMP and their 25 lobbyists and lawyers and their close friends in the business community rallying around each other. I don't think legislators on either of the committees were enlightened by much. What we saw was just much more of a charade. And again, we're no closer to understanding why the administration and GMP continue to want to put forward proposals that not only don't pay ratepayers back, but end up costing them more money in the future.
Vermont Lieutenant Governor Phil Scott says the legislature should not intervene in the Public Service Board proceedings.
I would not appreciate the legislature taking in determining the outcome of the Public Service Board when we have an open docket. And I think for us to take a position and determine that outcome is inherently wrong. I think that we should allow the Public Service Board to move forward independently and determine the outcome. Having said that, I do think that there is an argument to be made that the Public Service Department may have come up with an agreement with Green Mountain Power and CVPS. Maybe they got it wrong. Maybe they should take another look at their position.
The Public Service Board is not expected to rule on the merger plan until at least mid-June. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.